Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Thought that Florence Stewart was either going to relent or repent, they were badly mistaken. Florence now had armed herself against another usurper, and this time had no more tolerance for Edith Arden than she originally had for Mitzi Brenton. But Uncle Jimmy thought he would try another measure. In a sense, turn the tables on Florence by having the mountain come to Mohammed instead of Mohammed to the mountain. So Uncle Jimmy thought he would try to reason, not with Florence again, but with the son of Florence. Robert.
Bobby, I knew that you would at least give your Uncle Jimmy a hearing on this new scheme.
Sure, Uncle Jimmy, but I don't think I get the idea. When you suggest that I go to Mom, you're not really in earnest, are you?
100%.
But, Uncle Jimmy, it's kind of silly. This is one time when I haven't done a thing in the world that's wrong. And you want me to go to Mom.
Oh, not to ask her to forgive you for something you didn't do, lad. Just ask her to bury the hatchet, as it were.
And just because you hope I'll say, Mom, please bury the hatchet, you think she's going to do it?
Well, there's always a chance that she might. And Uncle Jimmy is willing to take many chances to get the Stewarts back on some sort of an even keel.
You know just as well as I do that Mom won't even talk to me. She's made up her mind to just two things, that I'm bad and Edith's bad.
Hey, look here, Bobby. You're not asking your mother to do anything for you, Edith, Mrs. Judson, me, or anybody else in the world. You're just asking her to do it for Rosamond.
I still don't see how that's going to change it.
Well, the apple of your mother's eye at the moment is Rosalind. These two women now at least have a common bond. In the truest and most devout manner, Florence has accepted Rosalind as her daughter. I'm convinced she'd do anything for her.
I still say it won't work.
But you will give the idea a chance?
Sure, but, well, you'll see. As a peacemaker, I certainly don't very convincingly pass around the famous pipe. And the dove of peace has always been a bird upon whose tail I could never sprinkle any salt.
Likewise, the laurel branch does not grow even upon your laurel tree. You're taking all these things for granted. Don't say my plan has failed until you've given it a chance to work.
Yes, Mom, that's what I said. Bobby wants to see you alone.
Well, miracles never cease in this house. I can't raise my head from the pillow, but if he won't talk too loudly, I'll see him.
He really looks awfully unhappy, Mom.
Well, he should be. He's beginning to reap a little of the unhappiness he's brought to others. Oh, I think I'd better get out of bed after all.
But your head, Mummy, darling. It'll just thump something terrible if you even try to walk across the floor
a little more. Not that anyone really cares.
Oh, I care, Mummy. And so does Frankie.
Well, Dorothy, I hope you're not telling Frankie everything that goes on in the house here.
Oh, no, Mummy. But I did tell him what terrible headaches you were having, and he's sorry because his mother gets headaches, too.
Well, I think I'll just run this comb through my hair. I don't want Bobby to think I'm playing on his sympathies.
Oh, he couldn't think that, Mummy. You're so pale, and you've got such terribly deep circles under your eyes, and...
Well, that's the price one pays for being a mother who's interested in the welfare of her children. All right, dear. You can straighten up the room. I'll see Bobby.
Hello, Mom. Doc said you had a terrible headache. I didn't think...
I've still a terrible headache, but I'm never too ill to talk to my children when they want to talk to me.
Mom, what happened the other day? Well, it's happened, and I'm sorry it did. And because Rosalind will be home in just 2 days now, let's bury the hatchet, Mom, all of us. I know you're sorry for what you said, and I'm sorry for what I said, and so is Edith and Mother Jedson.
I don't think I understand. What did you say, Bobby?
I said, let's bury the hatchet, Mom. Because Rosalind's coming home, and I know you're sorry for what you said, so...
Who gave you the idea that I'm sorry for what I said?
Oh, Mom, what we all said to each other wasn't exactly... I mean, we Stewarts sometimes just don't know when to stop. I guess we do fly off the handle.
Bobby, who gave you the idea of getting me out of a sickbed to ask for an apology?
No one exactly asked you to apologize. I'm not saying I was right, neither were you. But let's just forget that it ever happened.
I see. Just because Rosalind's coming home.
Sure, Mom. Gee, the poor kid's been through so much already. Months of worry and illness, the baby dying, and now the divorce.
And your part of trying to make Rosalind happy is to begin an affair with Edith Arden.
Oh, I guess once you get hipped on anything, whether it's an affair I'm having with Miss Arden or the moon being made out of green cheese... Okay... We're all going to let you give your version of the little drama exclusively to Rosalind.
Rosalind, unfortunately, will have the great unhappiness to find out for herself just what kind of a friend Edith Arden is.
I have your promise, then, that you'll leave it just that way. Rosalind can find out for herself.
Yes, of course.
Thanks, Mom. That's all I wanted to know. You've given me your word now, and I'm going to hold you to it.
But, Bobby, wait. I didn't mean just that. You misconstrued what I said.
Oh, no, I didn't, Mom. If you let Rosalind find out for herself just what kind of a friend Edith Arden is to her...
But, Bobby, I want to explain...
Then none of us have anything in the world to worry about. Edith, you must think we're all terrible crumbs.
You mean just because of what your mother thinks about us? Oh, that's no reflection on your family. And I don't really dislike your mother. If I took a case history on her, I'd undoubtedly find that she had a slightly overdeveloped mother-son complex.
You see, when Mom snaps out of one of these brainstorms of hers, she really goes way down. She gets so darn depressed, she takes it out on a flock of sick headaches. And then she lands up scrubbing the woof off of the kitchen linoleum.
And in the meantime, the family suffers because of Mother, with Mother, for Mother.
By the courtesy of Mother. In other words, we suffer. Gee, for weeks at a time, she keeps throwing one monkey wrench into the machinery after another.
If you want any advice, I'd say don't take Mother too seriously. She'll snap out of it.
Well, anyhow, she promised me that she'd let Rosalind find out things for herself, which is just perfect, because there's nothing in the world between us except friendship.
Isn't that Uncle Jimmy coming across the yard? You think he should find us here sitting on Mrs. Jetson's back porch in the dark?
Gosh, isn't that being wicked, though? Maybe if we were each caught with a lollipop, then Mom would have a real case against
us. Well, children, good evening. And what a beautiful evening it is. Almost summer weather.
Uncle Jimmy, I think you've got something there.
Oh, stole my thunder, didn't you, Bobby?
Oh, Edith's like that. Better watch out for your sunny disposition.
Oh, I don't think she'll trouble mine. She's got a pretty bright one of her own.
Then you really approve of the young lady, Uncle Jimmy?
100%. Why, you couldn't have a better friend, Bobby. Rosalind, either.
Thanks, Uncle Jimmy. That's pretty swell.
Oh, how's Mom? Headache better?
Headache's better and temper's worse. Had a pretty little, word match with your father. He said nothing, but went quietly to the phone and called Norma Foster Lee.
Norma Foster Lee, Edith, is Mom's close friend.
Oh.
And was Rosalind's teacher. Norma is about the only one who can tell Mom where to head in and make her like it.
Well, not like it, but take it anyhow.
I'm more sorry about the whole thing than I can tell you. I wouldn't for the world want Rosalind ever to think that while she was away, I... Well, That will be just about the last straw, I guess. Rosalind might lose faith in human nature, and I wouldn't ever want such a thing to happen on my account. I guess it's just about the longest speech I ever made in my life.
Edith, Uncle Jimmy is beginning to think a great deal of you. Bless you for being Rosalind's friend.
Thanks, Uncle Jimmy.
Uncle Jimmy, you can thank Edith, too, for being my friend.
That's what I told Daddy, Mrs. Jetson.
Now, you didn't. Land, if your father hasn't enough to worry about...
I did. I said that nobody loved me anymore. All anybody did was yell at me and scold me and find fault with me. And if they don't stop it, I'm going to run away from home.
Well, now, wouldn't that be a fine how-do-you-do? Be bad enough for we humans. But what would Pal and his lady friend do without you?
Well, you'd take good care of them for me, wouldn't you, Miss Jetson?
Well, I'd do my best for them, because I love all dumb animals, Johnny. But I got my hands full here with so many other things. Hand me that small paring knife, will you, Johnny?
Okay. Say, why do you take the eyes out of the potatoes?
Ever hear of anybody cooking potatoes with the eyes left in?
Guess not, but I thought I'd ask anyway. Well, I just wanted to tell you about my running away from...
You're telling me, Johnny. You'll be sure to tell the others, too, won't you?
I have, Mrs. Jetson.
Oh?
And they all look kind of sad. Ashamed, I think. But they wouldn't admit it because they're grown-ups.
Oh, I see. Come in. The latch is off.
All right, Johnny. I know you've made up your mind to run away from home, but inasmuch as you haven't run yet, it's your bedtime. Let's get going.
Well, maybe I'll go tonight anyway. Well, maybe tomorrow. I might have trouble finding my way to another city in the dark.
First, I took him seriously. Now, wait. What's gone with me? Mr. Stewart, do you think the lad really meant
it? Well, he certainly does tonight, but tomorrow he'll be wanting to run away from his homework.
Yes, we humans are always ready to run away from something.
Well, all except Florrie. Even when you give her a chance, she won't run away from the idea of mistrusting another woman. She just opens her arms and said, "Here I am, come and get me, I've been waiting."
Well, by the time Norma Foster Lee gets through with her, she may be a changed woman.
Yes, a changed woman. But with Florrie's wonderful ability to misunderstand things, I just hope the change won't be for the worse.
Is it possible that Norma Foster Lee can make Florence come around to a reasonable attitude concerning Bobby and Edith Arden? And will Rosalind ever find out just how Florence feels about Robert's new friends?